Today's daf is Mi'ilah Daf Dalet. We are holding on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. We are 4 lines from the bottom of the page, but to get back into the discussion, it's important to go back a little bit. We have 2 key statements that we need to discuss. The statement of Rav Gidol and the statement of Rabbi Abba to sort of defend Rav Gidol. So let's start again with the statement of what Rav Gidol said yesterday. Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav that, remember, by Pigles, Zrika is, the Shas Zrika is critical in terms of Pigel. It's critical in 2 directions, because Zrika has an opposite effect on Kachikachim that it does on Kachikalim. Zrika brings Lidei Mi'ila B'Kachim Kalim. When it comes to Kachim Kalim, it's at the Shas Zrika that Mi'ila starts. It's Motzi Mi'Dei Mi'ila B'Kachim Kachim. By Kachim Kachim, it's at the Shas Zrika that the Isra of Mi'ila ends. So Zrika is a critical juncture when it comes to Mi'ila. So Rav Gidol Amrav said, yeah, that's if it's a normal Zrika. But a Zrika's Pigel, if the Zrika was done with a Machshava of Chutzlis Mano, then such a Zrika is ineffective. Such a Zrika has no ability to be Motzi Midei Mi'ila by Kachay Kachim, to end Mi'ila by Kachay Kachim, nor to be Mevi Lidei Mi'ila by Kachim Kalim. Whenever we say that a Zrika matters in the world of Mi'ila, that's only a good Zrika. But a Zrika of Pigel, a Zrika that's Pigel, that has a Machshava of Chutzlis Mano, does not help whatsoever, does not do anything in the world of Mi'ila. So the Gemara had challenged that from the statement regarding Karban Toda. We said that if you shecht a Karban Toda, so again, I said a lot of things about a Karban Toda, but one of the things we said is that if you shecht a Karban Toda Chutzlis Mano, meaning with a Machshavas Pigel, so the Lechem of the Karban Toda, the Lachmei Toda, still become Kadosh. So what you see from there is that even that Shechita by a Karban Toda is critical in terms of establishing the Kedusha of the Lechem, and yet a Shechitas Pigel also does work to establish the Kedusha of the Lechem. So our challenge to Rav Gidol was, how can you say that Zrika, which is so critical in the world of Mi'ila, it's only going to work if it's a regular Zrika, but a Zrika's Pigel will not work, a Zrika's Pigel will be ineffective, won't do anything. Shechita is so critical in the world of Karban Toda, and yet we see that even a Shechita's Pigel works. Even a Shechita's Pigel will accomplish to be Mekadesh the Lechem. That was the challenge. So yesterday we saw Rabbi Abba's answers. So Rabbi Abba, remember the names. Rabbi Abba's answer. Rabbi Abba said there's a big difference between a Shechita's Pigel and a Zrika's Pigel. A Shechita's Pigel isn't really Pigel yet. Meaning, when Pigel happens, there's a rule that you have to be Karav Amatir Kemitzvaso. In order for something to be Pigel, one of the Avodos has to be done with Machshava Chutzlis Mano, and all of the other Avodos have to be done perfectly well. Perfectly fine. So the only way that we're going to know whether something is actually Pigel is once you've already done all of the Avodos. Once you've already finished all 4 Avodos. The last of the 4 Avodos is Zrika. So the only time that we really know that you did something that was Pigel, that it actually has the status of Pigel, is at the Zrika. So a Zrika's Pigel is real bona fide Pigel, because if you do a Zrika with Machshav of Chutzlis Mano, it means you've already done everything else properly. So Zrika's Pigel is a very strong form of Pigel. Shechita's Pigel is not necessarily Pigel, because who knows, maybe you're going to do the Zrika with the Machshava of Chutzla Mekomo, and then it won't be Karav HaMatir Kemitzvaso, and it will turn out that the Shechita's Pigel doesn't make it Pigel. So why is it that when it comes to the Shechita of the Karban Toda with the Machshava's Pigel, is that enough to be Makdish the Lechem? Because a Shechita's Pigel is not necessarily Pigel. We don't yet know if that's really Pigel. It's not necessarily Pigel. It's not, doesn't determine the Karban status as Pigel yet. And therefore, the Shechita is effective enough to be able to be Makdish the Lechem. But a Zrika's Pigel is a very strong form of Pigel. It with certainty establishes something as Pigel, and therefore a Zrika's Pigel is completely ineffective in the world of Mi'ila, because that's real Pigel. That's why it's ineffective in the world of Mi'ila. So that is Rabbi Abba's Chiddush, that Zrika is where Pigel really happens. And since Zrika is where Pigel really happens, it's only Zrika's Pigel that's unable to affect Mi'ila, but earlier stages with Machshavos of Chutz L'Zmano are able to affect certain things. So the Gemara is now going to challenge Rabbi Abba three times. Number one, Amar le Ravashi le Rava. So Ravashi says to Rava, V'hamar Ula, Kometz Pigel. Now, the Dalet Avodos that you have by animal karbanos are paralleled by Dalet Avodos that you have by a Karban Mincha. There are also four stages of Avoda by a Karban Mincha. So when we talk about the Kometz Pigel, the Gemara is going to say exactly what this parallels, but we'll just mention now, the Kemitza of a Karban Mincha is when you take the three fingers full of the Karban Mincha from the flour and the oil, the mixture of the flour and the oil with the Levona sprinkled on top, the Kemitza of the Karban Mincha is the parallel to Shechita by an animal. So it's not the parallel to Zrika. It's the parallel to Shechita by an animal. So Kometz Pigel, Shehel Legabe Mizbeach, Paka Pigulo Mimenu. If you take a Kemitza of Pigel, and then you are Maktir that Kemitza on the Mizbeach, so the Pigel goes away from it. The status of Pigel that was on that Kemitza, because you did a Kemitza with the Machshava of Chutz L'Zmano, then you went and you brought it on the Mizbeach, you burnt it on the Mizbeach, so even though that Kemitza was originally taken with the Machshava of Chutz L'Zmano, the Haktara on the Mizbeach is considered that it's Karaf HaMatir Kemitzvaso, it's considered that you're doing a proper Haktara, and Paka Pigulu Mimenu, the actual Kemitza itself is no longer Pigel. The rest of the Karban Mincha is Pigel, because you took the Kemitza with the Machshava is Pigel, but when you bring the Kemitza on the Mizbeach to burn, that Kemitza loses its status of Pigel. Now, to say that it loses its status of Pigel means that it already had a status of Pigel. To lose its status of Pigel means the status of Pigel goes away. So two things over here. First, what does this line mean? And then once we understand what it means, we'll try to figure out, we'll discuss what it's accomplishing in the context of our Gemara. What this line means is as follows, that when you take a Kemitza with a Machshava of Chutz L'Zmano, really that should make everything Pigel. The entire Karban Mincha should be Pigel, both the Shirayim, what's left in the Kli, as well as the Kemitza that you actually took. And really, everything should remain Pigel. Why do we say that when you then burn that Kemitza on the Mizbeach, the Pigel goes away? It's because of the rule of Karav HaMatir Kemitzvaso. The rule of Karav HaMatir Kemitzvaso says nothing's going to be Pigel unless all of the Avodos are done properly. Well, if I'm taking something that's Pigel and burning it, I'm not burning real Kemitza, I'm burning something that's Pigel. It's like burning Afra B'Alma. It's like burning dirt on the Mizbeach. So that's not Karav HaMatir Kemitzvaso. The only way to make it that the rest of the Karban Mincha is going to be Pigel is if I say that this Kemitza is not Pigel, that it's a real regular Kemitza, and therefore my Haktara is a normal Haktara, it's Karav HaMatir Kemitzvaso, now we could say that the rest of it, that the Shirayim are Pigel. That's what he's saying. That's why it's Paka Pigula Mimenu. But what's the point in our Gemara? What are we trying to, what's the point we're trying to make in our Gemara? Is simply the phraseology that we use. That if you would have said it's Eino Pigel, fine, tell me the Kemitza is not Pigel. But to say Paka Pigula Mimenu tells me that it once had the status of Pigel. When did it get this status of Pigel, this Kemitza? It's when I took the Kemitza, it got the status of Pigel, but it loses that status of Pigel the second I throw it on the Mizbeach to be makterit on the Mizbeach. Why does what's that telling me? If it already had the status of Pigel, that the Shas Kemitza is enough to be Koveya Pigel, that you don't have to wait till later to be Koveya Pigel. Right then and there at the Shas Kemitza, it's Koveya Pigel. So what? The Shas Kemitza parallels the Shas Shechita. So you see that a time of Shechita is enough to be Koveya Pigel. What was Rabbi Abba's whole teretz? Why there's no problem on Rav Gidl from the discussion about Shechita of Karban Todah? It's because he said, Shechita of a Karban Todah is not real Pigel. Shechita's Pigel is not real Pigel. It's not Mefagel. It's only once you do the Zrika. It's Zrika that's Mefagel. Shechita is not Mefagel anything. Oh yeah? Kemitza equals Shechita, and Kemitza apparently is Mefagel. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So again, Amar Rav Ashi, the Rav of Amar Ula, Kometz Pigel, Shalul Gabe Mizbeach, paka pigula mimenu. When you take a kmitza of pigul and you bring it on the mizbeach, the pigul goes away from it. U kmitza hainu shchita. Kmitza is shchita. So you see that at the shas kmitza it did have pigul. So he says, nah, we're reading it wrong. Amalei isura demaisili de pigul. It doesn't mean paka pigula mimenu. It means the problem that will eventually lead to pigul when you do a shchita or a kmitza with a machshava of chutzal zmano. It's not yet pigul, but you've done something that will that has the potential to turn it to pigul. Once you do all the rest of the avodos kmitzvaso, it will then be megala that what you have done with the shchita with machshava of chutzal zmano or the kmitza with machshava of chutzal zmano will then turn be the flaw in your in the process that turns it into pigul. So that's what it means. Not that it's actually already pigul, but that it actually already has potential of pigul. You've created a problem that potentially could make it pigul. That's what we're talking about. So paka pigulim menu means not that it's actual pigul left it. The isura demaisili de pigul leaves it. It's that kmitza that you burn on the mizbeach no longer has that pigul potential. So that's challenge number one to Rabbi Abba is resolved. Challenge number two vakatani. But when Ula explains why the kmitza loses its pigul, he explains im acherim mevili de pigul hu atzmo lo kol shekein, which again is very misleading phraseology of what it's trying to say. What it's trying to say is that if that kmitza is going to make the shirayim pigul, then that kmitza has to be glatt kosher. If that kmitza is problematic, then it's not going to be able to make the rest of the carbon pigul, because the only way something can become pigul is if karav hamatzer kmitzvaso. So this kmitza can't be afur bialma. It can't just be dirt. This kometz has to be really good stuff. It has to be real kometz in order for it to make the rest of the carbon pigul. That's how Ula explains his din. We've already explained this. It's just the phrasing doesn't really work so well. Imacher maybe they pigul huatzma lokolshkein, but we have to just take my word that's what it means, even though nothing tells you that that's what those words should actually mean. So but what's the point in our Gemara? What are we trying to say? That imacherim mevili de pigul, that it's maybe other things to pigul. So the point is that it's already pigul at the kmitza that it brought at the taking of that kmitza, it already made it pigul. So says the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean it already made it pigul. Hachinami hanami isura de maisil de pigul. It means the isur that leads to pigul is what it made at the shas kmitza. But in hachinami, it's only at the last stage that any pigul really happens. Okay, so that's another defense for Rabbi Abba. Now, third challenge on Rabbi Abba. Again, Rabbi Abba who says pigul only happens at the shas zrika. Even though you have machshav chutz zman of the shas shchita, it's not pigul yet. Pigul only happens at the shas zrika. So Amar Ravina Ravashi v'ha'amar ilfa, but didn't ilfa teach us? So a little bit of background over here. We're entering into one side. Our Gemara quotes, see, there's an krisus in Me'ilah. Krisus and Me'ilah are both extremely difficult mesechlas, but Krisus has all the words. That's why the dapim are so long. Krisus says it fleshes out it's overly verbose. It fleshes out every detail of every discussion, and the concepts are difficult, but every word that you need is really there. Me'ilah, for whatever reason, there's so much background information, so many diyukim that the Gemara just doesn't say, and that you need to fill in on your own. So the dapim are, it's a joke why the dapim are long and short. It's just because of how many Rashi's and Tosfos obviously fit on the page, but it's just the shorter dapim fit. I mean, that's why there's so much Rashi and Tosfos on the page. You need so much perish just to fill in the blanks when it comes to Me'ilah. So what we're about to do is the Gemara is going to quote one side of a machlokas amoraim in how to understand the machlokas tanaim. But the Gemara doesn't quote the machlokas tanaim, nor does it quote the other side of the machlokas amoraim. So obviously there's a little bit of background that's necessary. It starts with a Mishnah in Meseches Zvachim. The Mishnah in Zvachim, and the Mishnah in Zvachim says that if, let's say, a person has two machshavos psulos during the avoda of a karban, he has a machshava chutzal zmano, which we call a machshavas pigul, and he has a machshavas chutzal mekomo, which we typically call a machshavas psul. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Is that carbon going to be pigle? So we know what the Chacham held. The Chacham say, no, it's not going to be pigle, because what do you need for it to be pigle? The rule we keep on repeating, in order for it to be pigle, it's not enough to have machshava chutzlas mano. Everything else needs to be perfect. You can't have any other machshava psula throughout any of the other avodos if you want it to be pigle. You have to have machshava chutzlas mano, and that be the only problem in order for it to be pigle. That's the sheet of the Chacham. You need karva matzik mitzvaso. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says, it depends which machshava came first. If you have both machshavas pigle, and a machshavas psul, pasul, machshava of chutzlas mano, and a machshava of chutzlas mekomo, it still might be pigle depending which one came first. If the machshava of chutzlas mano was first, then the carbon is going to be pigle, you're going to be chayiv kares, like any machshavas chutzlas mano, it's real pigle, as long as that's what hit first. But if the machshava of chutzlas mekomo was first, then the carbon is pasul, but there's no kares. It doesn't really have a din of pigle. The Chacham say no, it doesn't make a difference which one is first. Whether it's machshavas chutzlas mano, whether it's machshavas chutzlas mekomo, it's not going to be pigle, it's not going to be chayiv kares if there was another machshava psula involved other than the machshavas pigle. A machshava chutzlas mekomo, I don't care if it happened beforehand or afterwards, that's going to take away the possibility that it will become pigle. So Ilfa says that this whole machlokas is only when it's two separate acts. When you have machshava chutzlas mano and machshava chutzlas mekomo in two separate acts on the carbon. Now, two separate acts doesn't mean two avodos, because there are dalet avodos on the carbon. Shechita is one of the avodos. Ilfa talks about if you have a machshava when you shechita involves shechting two simanim, two pipes on the animal. If you have a machshava of chutzlas mano on one of the pipes, machshava of chutzlas mekomo on the other pipe, that's considered two acts. It doesn't have to be, as long as there are two distinct stages, even if it's not really two avodos. So Ilfa says that the whole machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is only when it's two separate stages. What he calls shtei avodos, colloquially, but it's not what we normally refer to as shtei avodos. For instance, the Kohen says, I'm shechting the first simen with the machshava of chutzlas mano, and the second simen with the machshava of chutzlas mekomo. That's when there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. But if both of the machshavos were in avoda achas, if both of the machshavos were in the first simen, let's say b'shas shchita simen echad, then he has both a machshava chutzlas mano and a machshava chutzlas mekomo. Then even Rabbi Yehuda is going to be moda that can't be pigle, even if the machshava of chutzlas mano came first. You had a machshava chutzlas mano and chutzlas mekomo all in the shchita of one simen. The carbon is not going to be chayiv kares. It's not going to be real pigle. It's going to be pasul, but it's not going to be real pigle. You're not going to be chayiv kares for it, because that's an eruv machshavos. It's a mixing up of the different machshavos. That doesn't really count as machshavas pigle coming first and then a machshavas psul. That's Ilfa's shita. Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that even when it's one avoda, even if it's just during the shchita of one simen, you'll still have the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda would still say that if the machshavas pigle comes first, it establishes that korban as pigle. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. We're not quoting Rabbi Yochanan, we're only quoting the shita of Ilfa. It's interesting that, again, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan are bar pluktas. You know the background to Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara in Tainus tells us that Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan went to yeshiva together, and they were chavrusas, they were learning together, and they both decided at the same time when it was time to go out and into the real world and make a living, and they were both leaving yeshiva, and they heard Rabbi Yochanan heard a baskal that the malachim, not a baskal, but you heard a conversation of the malachim, that the malachim were talking to each other, and they said, what are these guys doing? And another malach said, well, they're leaving yeshiva, they're going to stop to learn full time. So the other malach said, well, then we should kill them. So Rabbi Yochanan heard the conversation. Rabbi Yochanan said to Ilfa, did you hear that? Ilfa said, I didn't hear anything. So Rabbi Yochanan said, okay, you can go. I'm going to, you know, go back to yeshiva. And Rabbi Yochanan became Rabbi Yochanan. And Ilfa, the rest of his life, was always a little bit sensitive over the fact that Rabbi Yochanan became who he became. And he was on par with him at that point in his life. So Ilfa was very strong about the idea that that he kept his hands in Torah, though. The Gemara in Tainus, I think, says that Ilfa, at one point, climbed up to the top of a mast of a sailboat, and he said, if anyone could bring me a single brisa, that I won't show you the source for it in a Mishnah, because he believed that every single brisa works off of a Mishnah in some way or another. So if you could bring me a single brisa that I don't show you the source for in the Mishnah, I'll jump to my death. I'll plunge to my death right now. Meaning he was very confident in his ability, and the Gemara says they actually challenged him. They started asking him all sorts of questions, and he responded with the source in the Mishnah. That's who Ilfa is, and this is a machlokas Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, but again, our Gemara only really mentions Ilfa's side of the story. And somehow this is going to help us. Ilfa's Shita over here is going to help us challenge Rabbi Abba. Again, Rabbi Abba, who said that Zrika is the only time Pigel is really decided. Prior to Zrika, Pigel's not really decided. So Amrli Ravina L'Ravashi V'Hamar Ilfa, didn't Ilfa teach us? Machlokas B'Shtei Avodos K'gon Da'amar Hareini Shochet Simen Rishon Chutz L'Zmano V'Simen Sheini Chutz L'Mekomo, that the whole Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether when there's a Machshavas Chutz L'Mekomo mixed in together with Machshavas Chutz L'Zmano, whether the animal could still be Pigel, is only if you have the Machshavas Chutz L'Zmano first by one act, and then the Machshavas Chutz L'Mekomo by the next action, like the shechita of the first simon is when you have the machshava of chutz l'zmano, and the shechita of the second simon is when you have the machshava of chutz l'mekamo. Aval ba'avoda achas dekoli alma eruvim machshavas havai. But if it's all within the single act of shechting one simon, then everyone would agree that you have both machshavas chutz l'zmano and machshavas chutz l'mekamo. Then everyone would agree that it's the animal is not going to be pigle, that you're not going to be chayiv kares. That is a mixture of machshavos. But what do you see? When is pigel being determined? What are we talking about? What's his example? It's being determined when you are shechting the animal. What do you mean? I thought Rabbi Abba taught me pigel only happens at the shazrika. At the time of shechita, you've planted the seeds for pigel. But pigel only happens b'shazrika. So hachinami, yeah, that's exactly what it means. L'chizarik tigli milsa iba avoda achasi b'shtei avodos. That's exactly what Ilfa means over here. Obviously, it's not pigel yet at the shazrika. It means that if everything else goes off as planned, everything else is done kimitzvaso, so when you do the zrika kimitzvaso, it will then be yiglay milsa l'mafreya, whether that the shas shchita, the seeds you planted at the shas shchita made this animal pigle or not. So we defend Rabbi Abba, not a problem. So frak the Gemara, ihachi gabi todanami adazarek. So wait a second, what about the case of the carbon toda? Why is it by the case of the carbon toda? Tosus explains. Kolomar, over here, Tosus, my experience so far in Me'ila is that Tosus is a much better Mefaresh than whoever the other Mefaresh is, and the non-Rashi Mefaresh. Iyachi gabi todu, not much clearer. Gabi todu nami, Kolomar, neima nami dil chizorik igloi milsal mafreya shapigul chal mishas shchita. Vimkein amai ein zrikas pigul mevili de Me'ila ki echidamrinan de kidesh halachem. Meaning, why is it? So why don't we say by the carbon toda, when we said that if you do a shchitas pigel, it's going to be mekadesh the lechem because it's not really shchitas pigel. There's no such thing as shchitas pigel. But wait a second, we just said that at a later stage it could be glayim milsal mafreya that the shchita was pigel. You're right. It only happens at the shazrika. It's only determined finally. It's only the stamp is only at the shazrika, but it'll be a glayim milsal mafreya that the shchita was shchitas pigel. So why is it by the karmen todah we said that if you do shchitas pigel, it's not going to be mekadesh the bread? Why don't we say, let's hold off and see what happens. You do a shchitas pigel, and I'm sorry, that it is mekadesh the bread, we said. It's mekadesh bread, because and Rabbi Abba explained, because shchitas pigel isn't really shchitas pigel. No such thing as shchitas pigel, it's only zrika that makes pigel. Why don't we say, when you did a shchitas pigel, hold off to determine whether the bread is kadosh or not. Wait to see what happens, and if everything else is done kimitzvaso, it will then turn out that shchitas pigel was really a shchitas pigel, and a shchitas pigel should be ineffective, and therefore the bread should not be kadosh. Why do we just say with certainty that automatically the bread does become kadosh because the shchita is valid enough? What do you mean? If everything else is done kimitzvaso, it will turn out that it should be a gloy milsal mafreya, that the bread should be invalid. So yachi gabi todanami adazarik. Let's hold off judgment until you actually do the zrika, and then we'll see whether the shchita spigel was a shchita spigel or not. So my kodesh lipasel. the bayis sreifa. So he said. So now the Gemara goes back from Rabbi Abba. We say, okay, we rejected Rabbi Abba. We're not happy with Rabbi Abba now. So we're going to go back to Rav Gidl's original statement. What was Rav Gidl's original statement? That a zrikas pigel, when you do a zrikas adam with a machshav of chutzos mano, even though zrika is so important in terms of determining mi'ila, both for kachim kachim and for kachim kalim, zrikas pigel is not a real zrika and doesn't have any effect on the mi'ila status of kachim kachim or kachim kalim. It's not moti midei mi'ila for kachim kachim. It's not maybe midei mi'ila for kachim kalim. Right? Zrikas pigel is ineffective. So we challenge that. But what are you talking about? By a carbon toda, shchitas pigel is effective to be makdish l'lach metoda. So forget Rabbi Abba's answer. Now we're going to say a little different. What does it mean that it's makdish l'lechem? It's not really makdish l'lechem. Makdish l'pasel. It's only makdish l'lechem in that the lechem is going to be pasel, to buy a sreifa, that the lechem is going to need to be burnt. But it doesn't give the full kedusha to the lechem, because all this was a shchitas pigel. And a shchitas pigel is exactly like a zrikas pigel. Any machshavas pigel at any of the avodos, or it does give it a full status of pigel. Not like Rabbi Abba said. We're defending Rabbi Gidl, Rav Gidl in an entirely different way. So now that we have a different understanding of Rav Gidl, says Gemara, let's bring a riot to Rav Gidl, that Rav Gidl is correct, that when you do an avodas pigel, that avodas pigel is ineffective in terms of whatever that avodah is supposed to accomplish. Like a zrikas pigel is supposed to accomplish so much in the world of Me'ila, a zrika is supposed to accomplish so much in the world of Me'ila, once it's a zrikas pigel, it doesn't accomplish any of that. So Misayele, we have a riot to Rav Gidl, ha-pigel li-olamol and bo. Pigel is always subject to Me'ila. The Me'ila never goes away. Presumably, we're talking about kachay kachim, where normally when you do a zrika, kachay kachim pigel goes away. A mi'ila rather goes away from kachay kachim. At the shazrika, mi'ila stops on kachay kachim. But what are we saying? When it's pigel, mi'ila never stops. The mi'ila will continue. So lav afal gav dizrakdam, isn't this talking about even after the zrika, when the pigel, when mi'ila would normally go away, mi'ila stays. Why does it stay after the zrika? Because there was pigel, it was a zrikas pigel, and a zrikas pigel can't make me'ila go away. And Misayele, there's a riot to Rav Gidl, it's exactly where Rav Gidl said that a zrikas pigel doesn't affect me'ila. Says Marlo, de lo zarek adam. We're talking about a case where there was no zrikas adam yet. That's why it's still subject to me'ila. So says Gemara, if it's pigel, it still has mi'ila when there's no zrikas adam. Idlo zarkadam, mele memra. Any kachay kachim still has mi'ila when there's when the dam has not been nizrak yet. Prior to zrikas adam, that's the rule. Kachay kachim has mi'ila until zrikas adam. So what's the chiddush? So eliyolam dezark. No, it must be talking about that we did a zrikas adam. So why isn't this a riot of gidol? The chitanyehi ba'ola. When we're saying that that it still is subject to mi'ila even after the zrika and it's kachay kachim, we're not talking about regular kachay kachim where the meat gets eaten. We're talking about a carbon ola, which is completely Kadosh Lashem except for the or. All of it gets burnt on the Mizbeach. And remember, we said about a carbon ola that the Zrika doesn't make the Mi'ila go away by a carbon ola. The Mi'ila is there forever by a carbon ola. By a carbon ola, the Zrika doesn't make it go away. That's why we're saying, yes, the Zrika already happened, but it's still subject to Mi'ila. So, says Gemara, but again, that has nothing to do with it being pigle. Iba ola, pshita, de gavoe hikula. Of course, by a carbon ola, it's still subject to Mi'ila after the Zrika. That's the rule by a carbon ola. It's got nothing to do with it being pigle or not being pigle. Says Gemara, vaon, and even furthermore, de katani seifa, it says, vaiter, lana dama, let's say before you did the zrika, the blood stuck around overnight. Before you did it, normally after the mitzvah of zrika has to be done the same day as the shchita. But landama means that you didn't do the zrika the same day as the shchita, you waited till the next day to do the zrika. So we say, even though you then do the zrika the next day, still it's subject to mi'ila. So if we're talking about a carbon chatos, where normally zrika takes the mi'ila away, because that's kachay kachim, it normally takes the mi'ila away. So I understand very well. You're telling me zrika normally takes the mi'ila away, but zrika on dam that was nifsal belina, on dam that was left overnight, is not going to take the mi'ila away. But if we're talking about a carbon ola, where zrika never removes the mi'ila anyhow, so you need to tell me that if lana dama, that if the blood was left overnight, zrika's not going to remove the Mi'ila? Of course we, because not going to remove the Mi'ila, it's a Karban Ola. So obviously, this Seifa is talking about a Karban Chatas. It's not talking about a Karban Ola. Says Gemara, Seifa Vada Mesayele. You're right. The Seifa is a clear Raya to Rav Gidol. Meaning, we were trying to prove Rav Gidol that even though Zrika normally has a major impact on the Mi'ila status of Kachim, but if the Zrika is a Zrika's Pigle, that impact is not felt. So yeah, the Seifa is a clear Raya. If it's Lan Dama, so the Zrika is an invalid Zrika, Mela, it's not going to have any effect whatsoever on the Mi'ila status. But Reisha Mai, is the Reisha necessarily a Raya to Rav Gidol? Because the Reisha, we said, might be talking about a Karbanola, right? So, Hol Mesayele Seifa, Mesayele Nami Reisha. Should we say, well, if the Seifa is clearly talking about a Chatas, then the Reisha must also be talking about normal Kachim like a Chatas, and not talking about a Karbanola, and therefore it's a clear Raya to Rav Gidol. Now we go with the Girsa on the side of the Gemara. Odilma Seifa Vada Mesayele Reisha Lo. Maybe no, maybe the Seifa is a Mesayele, but the Reisha is not a Misayeya. So says Gemara, the Seifa, mi pshita de Misayele, is it so pashut that the Seifa is a Misayeya, that the Seifa is a Raya to Rav Gidol? Maishna halana de kavod biyadayim lo mahani zrika la fuke mide mi'ila. Machshava lo kavod biyadayim mahani le zrika la fuke mide mi'ila. Meaning, the Seifa just said that once you had lan dama, the zrika on dam that was nifsal belina is not going to be called a real zrika to affect anything in the world of mi'ila. Is that a riot to Rav Gidol? Rav Gidol didn't speak about psulina. Rav Gidol spoke about a zrika with the machshava of chutzlizmano. And there's a big difference between those two psulim. Lina is a physical psul. Machshava of chutzlizmano is a psul in your brain. So it could be that when you physically pasled the dam, so that's when that zrika of dam that was physically pasled, so that's going to be an invalid zrika, and it's not going to do anything in terms of the mi'ila status of the carbon. But when you're talking about dam that was not physically pasled, it was only pasled b'machshava, so then maybe the zrika of such dam will have an effect on mi'ila, so it's not necessarily a raya to Rav Gidol at all. Now, even though it uses the terminology to ka'avad bi'adayim, lina is not something that you act a to cover biyadayim normally means what you actively do, that you're actively pasuling the dam. Lina doesn't happen actively. Lina happens by not doing anything with the dam, by just leaving it there. So Tosfos makes that point, three lines from the bottom of Dalal Meral. If he says, Mishani halana david biyadayim, says Tosfos, lav dafka tani be biyadayim, ala shalidei chasron maisahu. Meaning what he means to say is, it's not that you physically, actively did this, it just means that it's a physical problem. That the problem is that the dam physically remained here overnight. Whereas the psul of machshav of chutzlizmano was not a physical problem at all. The dam, you could look at the procedures that were done with that dam, and looking at the procedures, it looks absolutely fine. It was a machshava problem. The problem was what was going on in the Kohen's head at the time of one of the Dalit Avodah. So it has nothing to do with anything physical. So physical seems to be just a little bit stronger. So maybe that's not necessarily a raya to Rav Gidol. So says Gemara, okay, but you want a raya to Rav Gidol? I'll give you a raya to Rav Gidol. Le mahamisayele. Maybe we could say the following is a raya to Rav Gidol. You could violate mi'ila on kache kachim that are pigle. Lav. So what's the chiddush? Of course you can violate mi'ila on kache kachim that are pigle. No, lav afal gav dezarak umisayele. Isn't it telling me that even after the zrika, where normally mi'ila goes away on kache kachim, but if it's pigle, mi'ila doesn't go away at the shas zrika. So isn't this a riot of Gidol? Says my lo de lo zarak. No, it's something where you didn't do zrika. Avol zarak mai hachnami dein molin bo. Maybe if you did the zrika, the mi'ila would go away, just like a regular kachim kachim. The mi'ila would go away at the shazrika. So amai katani seifa bekachim kalim ein molin bo. But if that's the case, when we want to contrast that with a different halacha where there won't be mi'ila, why do we have to go to the world mimercha tavi lachma? We have to go to the world of kachim kalim and say, oh, but by kachim kalim it's ein molin bo. Liflug Beresha. You could make the distinction within the world of Kache Kachim and just say as follows. Velisni Lifnei Zrika Molinbo, Lachra Zrika Ein Molinbo. Say very Pashut that before Zrika it is is subject to Mi'ila, Kachik Kachim is subject to Mi'ila, even if it's Pigel, and Li'achar Zrika, it's not subject to Mi'ila, even if it's Pigel. Why do you have to start talking about Kachim Kalim? So says Gemara, Hahu Vade Misayele. Yeah, that seems to be a pretty good raya then, to Rav Gidol, that we must be talking about in the world of Kachik Kachim, and the Chiddush must be, even after Zrika, it's still subject to Mi'ila. Because if it weren't subject to Mi'ila after Zrika, then we should have made that distinction between before Zrika and after Zrika. But the fact that we make the distinction between Kachik Kachim and Kachim Kalim, it must be the Kachik Kachim even after Zrika is still subject to Mila. Why didn't the Zrika take away the Mila? Because it was Pigel. And that's the riot to Rav Gidol. It's exactly what Rav Gidol says. So, Lema Hol Mesayele Seifa, Mesayele Nami Resha. So, should we say that since the Seifa is a Raya, the Resha is also a Raya? Meaning that if we have a Raya from the comment about Kachim Kalim, we should have a Raya from the comment about Kachim Kachim itself. So, it says, Mara Kachim Kalim Psikalai, Hachalo Psikalai. No, maybe we'd rather draw the distinction between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim, because Kachim Kalim is more. Is more defined. It's more clear that Kachim Kalim is in Mo'olin Bo. Whereas Kachim Kachim, it depends. It depends before Zrika, after Zrika. It's a little bit more up in the air. So maybe that's why we draw that distinction. Okay, that's the end of the discussion of Rav Gidol. Now the next six lines of the Gemara, we get a freebie over here. After every line was so difficult, the next six, seven lines of the Gemara are just a direct quote of the last part of the Mishnah. So we'll just read that over today, and then we'll start discussing it tomorrow, the Gemara on it tomorrow. So, Klal, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Kol Shais Shas Heter LeKohanim, anything that ever had a Shas Heter LeKohanim, Ein Mo'olin Ba, is not going to be subject to Mi'ila. The Kol Shelo Haisola Shas Heter LeKohanim, but anything that was never mutter for the Kohanim to eat themselves, Mo'olin Ba, then it could still be subject to Mi'ila. What was something, what is an example of something that was mutter to Kohanim once? Shalana, let's say it was something that had a psalina. Psalina meant it was left overnight beyond its time. Let's say it was basar of a karban that you were allowed to eat today, let's say, but you're not allowed to eat tomorrow, and it was left for tomorrow. So now, on the next day, it's pasul, but it was mutter for a Kohen yesterday. Or v'shanitmes, it was perfectly fine, it was mutter to Kohanim, but then it became tamei. Or v'shay it was perfectly fine in Mutal Kohanim, but then it went Chutz L'Mechitzaso, went outside of the area where it's allowed to go. So that's all something that has a Shas Heter L'Kohanim. It's no longer subject to Mila because it was already Mutal L'Kohanim. Vezu Yishloi Sala Shas Heter L'Kohanim. What's an example of something that was never Mutal L'Kohanim? Shenishchata Chutz L'Zmana, that the very Shechita itself was done with the Machsheves Pigel. V'Chutz L'Mekama, or the Machsheves Psul. V'Shekiblu Psulin, V'Zarku Esdama, or maybe people who were puzzled to do the Avoda, did the Kabbalah Saddam, or did the Zrika Saddam, so it's very, during the very Avodos of the Karban, the Psul was already there, so that's still going to be subject to Me'ila, even though there is a Psul on the Karban. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll discuss that line with the Gemara tomorrow.